Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity for jihad and the rewards of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. So the ahadith that we're doing currently are all speaking about the reward of a person out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, an Abi Umama radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, afdalu sadaqat ظل فسطاط في سبيل الله ومنيحة خادم في سبيل الله أو طروقة فحل في سبيل الله رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best form of sadaqa is the shade of a tent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So understand what this hadith is explaining. Is a person wants to give sadaqah, he wants to give charity. So what is the best form of charity? What is the highest form of reward? The highest form of reward will be spending on those that are getting the highest reward. So this is the link with jihad. So spending on those that are already getting the highest reward by being out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're spending on them. So therefore this hadith is saying the best form of sadaqah is the shade of a tent in the path of Allah ta'ala. So a person is providing a tent. He's giving money towards a tent, or he's giving a tent and he's providing shade, or whatever means he's providing shade, he's spending on those that are part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the best form of sadaqah. As we explained before, there were times when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that this is the best form of sadaqah. For example, this is the best action. We did this hadith previously. Depending on the need of the time, depending on the situation, accordingly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would explain, or sometimes depending on the person that's asking the question, for him what would be the best thing, that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask. So that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would respond to that person's question. So the other thing that we've got to keep in mind is when a person is also giving sadaqah, one is listening to the hadith that shows us the very high stage or the very high pedestal that the mujahid enjoys out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the other thing that we got to keep in mind in general when we're giving sadaqah, when we're giving charity, in general what we got to do is keep in mind that what is the greatest need of the time? At that point, what is the greatest need? It may be, if I'm giving an example, it may be that there's water shortages, people need water. So now that will be the best thing. Or it may be at a time when it's very cold, people don't have blankets. Now at that point, blankets may be the best thing at that time. It may be at a time when there's no food around, people are poor. Now when there's no food around and there's people are poor, then the best thing to give at that time will be food. So it just depends on the need of the time. Accordingly, a person should decide what is the best thing to be given at that time. So anyway, in general, this hadith is showing us the reward of a person that is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best form of sadaqah is the shade of a tent in the path of Allah ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the gift of a servant in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has given a servant as a gift to assist those in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or providing a strong camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here ulama give some explanation that this hadith provides encouragement for Muslims to assist the mujahideen with goods of comfort and strength, which will assist them in their cause. The shade of the tent refers to a tent by which the mujahideen may get some type of comfort, may get some type of rest. Especially in the Middle Eastern countries, it's so hot. They're providing some comfort, some rest, by giving a tent for them to rest in. The gift of a servant refers to a servant who will assist and serve the mujahideen. So, and the last part we said was providing a strong camel means providing a camel which will serve as a source of milk, transportation and food for the mujahideen. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Person, when we're living in this world, normally our mind is trained to look and see that how we can get the best bargain, how we can get the best deal. Someone will tell us that this is the best special that is out. Oh, don't buy it now, just wait 1-2 months, you'll get it more at a better price. A person is willing to do that. Or a person will say, buy it today, otherwise tomorrow the price will go up, so a person will go immediately and he'll buy the product. So similarly, when it comes to deen, we must be hungry. We must be greedy, so to speak, as a matter of expression, that how I can score. When I'm listening to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what message I can take back, what lesson I can take back, so I can score and I can build that balance of minds in akhirat. Because once that balance is built up in akhirat, the day a person's eyes close, he'll see all that he has built up. And when a person, if a person hasn't made effort for akhirat, then the day his eyes close, he'll regret and regret and regret that what was the benefit of all that wealth ahead. Ma aghna anni maliya, halaka anni sultani, all that wealth ahead, all those buildings, all those properties, all those cars, all those businesses, it won't assist me one inch. It's of no benefit to me at all. It will actually be a means of regret that I wasted all my time on this dunya and I made no effort for akhirat. So therefore an intelligent person is one that is continuously looking to upgrade as far as his akhirat is concerned. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.